now do by radio. You can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's threatening to withhold money from the World Health Organization over its response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
He tells Fox's Hannity,
every step that they made, everything that they said was wrong, and always in favor of China.
WHO declared the disease a public health emergency back on January 20th, 43 days before President Trump declared a national emergency in the U.S.
Fox's Jill Nato. It'll be at least Monday until results from Wisconsin's presidential primary and local elections are in. Voting that happened in person despite coronavirus stay-at-home orders after court rulings against postponing the date or extending the absentee ballot deadline.
I think that lawmakers care more about their politics than about than people's safety.
I'm a Republican, and now I'm kind of like, I'm a little frustrated with everybody.
America's listening to Fox News.
Defund who?
Why?
It's a different organization.
Shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's used gloves.
Ooh. I'm wondering what the hell is wrong with people. They are nasty, disgusting, ignorant fools who are just out spreading disease. Oh, some dummy.
In shopping carts, I'm finding
somebody's gloves. It's not hard to be nice and polite instead of awful and Gonna spread
a disease
with your gloves. Just throw your gloves away at home. Stupid clowns with nothing in their tiny brains. They're so self-important and vile. Oh, some dummy. In shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's gloves.
Some dummy.
Shut up, dummy.
Don't look at me.
Oh, no. No, I'm only looking at you because...
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Current conditions are hard to believe. 72 is one thing, but dew point 69, that's like a morning in June. Or July. Our forecast calling for another warm day today with a high temperature in the middle 80s. That's going to be fuel for the fire for thunderstorms, which we'll get going this afternoon, a couple of which could be on the strong side, possibly severe. The main threat today would be damaging wind gusts and maybe some good-sized hail in some of these storms. And that'll become more likely by later on this afternoon and into tonight. I would say some of the key hours would be, let's say, 4 to 10 p.m. That would be some of the key hours. Low tonight, 67. Tomorrow, risk of morning showers. Otherwise, sunshine in the afternoon. Low 80s. Much cooler Friday. High barely up to about 70. Mid-70s Saturday. Risk of a shower. But a better chance of showers and thunderstorms beginning Saturday night into Easter Sunday. and a potentially significant severe weather event on Easter, including tornadoes.
Wow.
Right now this morning, southwest winds at 7. Temperature 72 with cloudy skies at 6:11.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time for our favorite show.
You got a hit show?
How come you're so good?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
Don't go all diva on me.
I guess I'm just a people person.
The thing is, you just talk way too much. You're super clingy and you come on way too strong.
Well, suppose everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Your opinions are like
handkerchiefs. Everybody's got one.
That's not even how the saying goes.
But you get the point.
Come on, it's showtime.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Talk 93.1 FM WACB. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. I know that this puzzle has been taking shape over the week, but on Easter Sunday, we looking at an early day kind of thing, or midday, or afternoon?
It could start in the morning, but I think prime time will be the afternoon and into the evening hours. But it's 5 days out, and that's significant. 5 days out is it's hard to discern. But when the Storm Prediction Center issues a severe weather outlook 5 days out, that's also a big, big deal.
You know those flags, those red flags? I do an Easter egg hunt every year for some kids in the old neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. And out there in Bellwood West?
I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Of course, they will be the cleanest Easter eggs that anybody...
They will be COVID-19 free.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, I don't know if you were listening yesterday afternoon, but we had our Texas blogger buddy, David Blackman, and we were talking about they keep revising the expected losses from this. And by the way, anybody with corona and pre-existing conditions, it's being classified as corona. This whole thing started out with these incredibly dire figures, and they revised them again down below 90,000, and I expect they'll revise them down again, in part because we've had a pretty good response. On the other hand, David was telling us in Texas, the Army Corps of Engineers, they're the best, right? They came in and they set up a 900-bed hospital in 5 days at a public building. I forget which one. Nobody's used it.
Oh, really?
Not one person. There's only 13 people in that hospital ship in New York. I don't know about the one in L.A.
Nobody's using the new hospital?
We are... way oversupply, and better to be oversupplied than undersupplied.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't understand how big Texas is until you fly across it. And I was on a flight. I went to an air show in Midland, which is in extreme western Texas. Mm-hmm. And I had to take a plane to Dallas to get to Midland. The flight from Fort Lauderdale to Dallas was shorter than the flight from Dallas to Midland. And the flight from Dallas to Midland is longer than the flight from Dallas to Chicago. That's how big
it's
Texas
a big state.
To give
it's
it.
A big state.
But there are 90 counties in the state of Texas that have no COVID whatsoever, no virus. It's
well, you know, I remember the how quickly the Chinese built that hospital too.
Yeah,
remember it was like within 48 hours they built a hospital.
Yeah, but we can do it here too. Yeah. We just don't show off our incredibly talented military operations where they're trained to go in and do exactly that kind of thing. Pretty amazing. Lewis Lawn will be open in approximately 56 shopping minutes, and from 7 to 5 Monday through Friday with the best in equipment. You know, gotta cut your grass. Yesterday, I was at the intersection of Eastern Boulevard and Carmichael Road, waiting to come here. And I was looking at the traffic going by, and there were more lawn trucks. I always check to see if they have Lewis's sign on their equipment. There were more lawn trucks out than regular vehicles or business trucks.
They're all over my neighborhood, I can tell you. And my grass is growing like you can hear it growing.
Yeah. And if let's say maybe you can't use a service right now, you've been furloughed or something like that, but you got to keep up with the lawn because the city will whack you on the wrist for $240 if you don't. Bring it to Lewis Lawn. They've got an incredibly talented service department that supports all the new products they sell, but they can bring things to life. So give them a call later at 244-9191. Chad Sasser and TJ and the great team over there will take fantastic care of you. And if you're looking at something new, one thing to consider along with Toro, Exmark, and Echo are the Ego products, which are battery charged. You hit the on button, and you can do your whole lawn with this new battery-operated technology. So, performs. They have self-propel and others that work just like gasoline-powered motors. You may have a preference for one of those. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. And, again, their number is 244-9191. At 6:15, the William Tell Wake Up is just ahead. Local news.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and getting needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have at least one coronavirus case. The Montgomery County EMA is doing its part to get needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. And Selma police arrest a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Police say 26-year-old Sean Payton Land is also charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Police say Land is being held in the Dallas County Jail on a $36,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Baptist Health is proud to announce the opening of coronavirus care clinics in Montgomery and Prattville devoted to drive up coronavirus screening. Screening is administered by appointment only, where you will be directed to a designated parking spot at one of our clinics. There, a clinician will assess your symptoms and administer a screening, all from the comfort of your car. Screening administered in your car at our coronavirus care clinics prevents spreading of germs in a waiting room setting. After screening, you'll receive next steps from our medical providers. Taking common sense measures is important, and residents should show responsibility for themselves, their family, and their community if they suspect they've been exposed. Call 334-747-0150 to schedule an appointment at one of our drive-up coronavirus care clinics or visit baptistfirst.org for more information.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:19.
Dog Thoughts. Marvin the Mastiff rants about Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Okay, so April 8th is Dog Farting Awareness Day. This is the one day you can blame me. You can yell to the whole family in the living room that I let her rip. But just know that tomorrow is another day. So, Johnny, I need you to own up to your own actions. He who squeaked it, cheeked it. He who reported it, exported it. And he who blamed it, flamed it. This is Marvin the Mastiff saying, Happy Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Don't miss the next Dog Thoughts with Marvin the Mastiff. Tonight.
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
He's not our nominee, but I'm going to invoke President Roosevelt, FDR, who was married to Eleanor.
Not a good-looking woman.
And the early days of World War II, when the impossible was asked, how can we strike back at Japan? We don't have a plane that will fly that far. We don't have a base anywhere close. But we need to do this to rally the American people. And they figured out a way to do it by launching B-25 bombers off an aircraft carrier deck and the famous Doolittle raid.
Absolutely.
As America was assembling and amping up for the war effort, the president said, America needs baseball. We've got to have outlets and recreation and things people can do, even though we are in this war. So he essentially said, I want Major League Baseball to play its season. Now, a lot of the stars did go and serve in the military and saw real action. But they kept the games going because he knew the public would need this.
It was morale.
So now MLB is contemplating an idea that would give them a chance to start the season soon by literally quarantining the entire 30 teams in Arizona and playing there. This would require each team to live within its own literal biosphere, its own hotel, for them and them alone. They would have to have adequate supplies for testing and everything. And, of course, the games, at least initially, would be played before no fans. But baseball is serious about doing this.
I hope they do it. Well, have they mentioned any target dates, maybe? No?
Yeah, May. They'd like to try and establish camps by mid-May, have a week or 10 days of training, and start the season by Memorial Day.
Wow.
All that's kind of fluid at the moment, but the idea that they're looking at ways to do what others have said is impossible, you can't do it, you have to give them credit. America, right now, man, my biggest fear, we see that this is peaking and the numbers are not going to be nearly as bad as they thought, but the mental health of this kind, not that baseball is the only fix, there's got to be other things, too, but you can only watch the Tiger King so many times before you start bouncing off the walls.
Did you watch any of that?
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay, let's go. I'll stop bothering you.
That's no bother. One place that we have had just incredible feedback on, people even sending me or texting me or Facebooking pictures of their visit, to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. It's so easy to get to. You want to get away from all of this. You want to go to a different world where it's beautiful and safe and outdoors and add some color to your yard, garden, whatever, at unbelievable prices. They get their plants. I don't know. I guess Clay Forer has some magic, but their plants are just huge. But you don't pay a huge price. You're going to see real value. It's a cash credit business, but you can get giant. I've got geraniums. Those were $12 each. And we're talking about a big plant, not some little thing in a tiny little cup out in front of a grocery store, but the real deal. The ferns are they look like exploding green fireworks. They're so huge. 12 by, and you get a hanging fern too. So you've got, oh, and the pallet of the big boy tomatoes, a pallet of 24 plants ready to go and already about a foot tall. $12. Real value and a great drive to and from. Just go past mile marker 22. Take Vaughn Road East till it becomes 110. Past mile marker 22, and you'll see it there on your left. It's a great place for not only value, but excellent, excellent quality. Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Look them up on Facebook. Timeline ahead with Rich at 625.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still very light traffic-wise all over the city this morning. Not a lot going on. We have a little inbound traffic on the Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. And we're seeing just a few cars on the 31s, but that's about it. No accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. Map a course for your life. Go to trenumstate.edu and choose the career you've always dreamed of. Trenum State, a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Here at Napa, we salute the frontliners going the extra mile to get us through these uncertain times. You remind us of what really keeps this country moving forward. It's not just parts and tools. It's people. And at Napa, our people are proud to be part of your community. So if your vehicle experiences a bump in the road, just call your locally owned Napa Auto Parts, Auto Care, or visit NapaOnline.com. Because Napa knows how to safely support our communities.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:30 with the timeline for April 8th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 49th day of the year, there are 267 days remaining. Passover begins at sundown tonight. You played a bit earlier. This is Dog Farting Awareness Day?
Yes.
Okay, somehow that missed me. I missed that one. It is Zoo Lovers Day. I love me a zoo. 1865, the final Civil War battle in Virginia is underway near Appomattox Courthouse today. The situation is becoming desperate for Confederate forces. Today is Saturday. Tomorrow is Palm Sunday, the day that Lee meets Grant at a little farmhouse to sign the surrender agreement. What a week in 1865. Surrender on Palm Sunday, and then 4 days later, President Lincoln attends a play at Ford's Theater on Good Friday. More on the timeline as this week unfolds. Interesting that this week also involves Good Friday. 46 years ago today, in 1974, baseball fans everywhere remember where they were and what they were doing. Hank Aaron of the Braves hits his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record of 714 homers. The largest crowd in Atlanta Fulton County Stadium history. It was Aaron. They were cheering him on when he hit his fourth-inning pitch off of Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Al Downing. Henry Louis Aaron, born in Mobile, is now 86 years old. On this date in 75, The Godfather 2 won Best Picture. Francis Ford Coppola, Best Director. Robert De Niro took the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. He played the younger version of Vito Corleone. Now, our song of the day, it's from the fall of 72. A little EJ with your toast and coffee. Good one from Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. I remember when rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. While the other kids were rocking around the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the Crocodile Rock. Here's Captain Fantastic, EJ.
I remember when rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skimming stones.
Crocodile Rock. I remember a buddy of mine, I was at the bus stop, and when that song came out, he says, that's it, I don't like Elton John anymore. I said, what's the matter? Because he had really cool albums before that, you know, kind of avant-garde kind of albums.
Levon and Tiny Dancer.
Right. And, you know, Your Song and all that stuff. And
see, that song made me a bigger fan.
I was okay about him going pop. But my buddy down the street wasn't. On this date in 75, Aerosmith released Toys in the Attic. Boy, that was an epic album. Sweet Emotion and Walk This Way. On this date in 79, the final episode of All in the Family airs. In 86, Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California, by a landslide.
Yeah.
72% of the votes. He was sworn in a week later. He served for a couple of years.
That's before California went crazy. I don't know what happened out there.
That's so cool that they elected a mayor. He had a bar in there in Carmel. Who killed Laura Palmer? 30 years ago, that question was on everyone's mind.
Wow.
Twin Peaks premieres on ABC, David Lynch's surreal television drama.
That was a great show.
Boy.
And I got sucked in. And then it went nuts. It just jumped the shark so fast.
Yeah, it did. It was avant-garde. It was so different than anything else. It was not Ozzie and Harriet. 26 years ago in 94, Nirvana lead singer.
Yeah, you're right.
Kurt Cobain found dead in his home in Seattle. He had apparently committed suicide 3 days earlier. 15 years ago in 2005, Pope John Paul II's funeral took place. Cardinal Joseph Ratzenberger led the funeral mass. He was elected as Pope John's replacement 2 weeks later. He took the name Pope Benedict in the 16th. 7 years ago today in 2013, Margaret Thatcher, they called her the Iron Woman. She died of a stroke at the age of 87. She was the first female prime minister, served from 79 to 1990. I kind of liked Maggie because she didn't take anything from anybody.
I loved her.
She was amazing. Karen Noah Smith. Who is he? He was the little boy in Home Improvement. Mark, he's now 36 years old today. One of my favorite groups right now is Vampire Weekend. I'm a big fan. Ezra, the lead singer, Coing, is 36 today. Patricia Arnett is 52. Oh, here's a wow. Julian Lennon is 57 today.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
Does that make you feel old? You remember Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Schneider is 60 today.
He put out a good tweet yesterday that went viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on my show on WHHY. He came, he was promoting something, probably a new record. Comedian Shecky Green is 94 today.
He is still around?
He's still alive. I should have done a Dead or Alive on that one, huh?
What song is he in? I Hear You Knocking, is that...
I don't know. He was in History of the World Part 1, but I don't know which song you're referring to. Betty Ford would have had a birthday today. She died in 2011, former First Lady, and the founder of the clinic that has helped many alcoholics. Countdowns, 4 days till Easter Sunday, 32 days till Mom's Day. Boy, we're going to take care of Mom, all of you who are lucky enough to still have Mom around. 86 days till the 4th of July, Thanksgiving in 231 days, and Christmas just 260 days away. That's a timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, and now here's...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Just a couple of blips on the radar. I see a few green blips here and there, and I noticed some on my windshield on the way into work. There's a risk of showers or a thunderstorm just about any time today, but becoming more likely by late afternoon into tonight. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts and hail, and there will be a few severe thunderstorm warnings. Our weather app will instantly alert you. It'll be another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow... risk of showers, particularly in the morning, I would say, and then sunny in the afternoon. Low 80s tomorrow, much cooler Friday with a high barely up to about 70. Mid-70s Saturday with a risk of a shower. And showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Easter Sunday. A potentially significant severe weather event on Easter Sunday, including the risk of tornadoes. Right now, southwest winds at 7 miles per hour. Cloudy skies in 72. It's 6:39.
All right, our TV segment is coming up, and we'll be talking about hobbies, things we've been doing that, you know, as we're obeying stay-at-home orders, new hobbies, that kind of stuff. Yeah. That's just ahead right now. We'll hit the traffic dungeon. And later on, I'm going to play that Dave Edmunds song I'm referring to.
Oh, yeah, I hear you knocking.
But I think somewhere in there he says Shecky Green, so we'll have to investigate.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at Atlanta Highway and Perry Hill Road. Minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles that are on the scene. Other than that, Atlanta Highway, we have a little congestion as you head into Madison Avenue and on into downtown. Around the Boulevard and on I-65 and 85, we have light to moderate traffic this morning. Still light to moderate traffic on the 31s inbound. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota and no payments for 3 months with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they will bring the vehicle to you. Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll bank them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 640. We have some new quarantunes that we added to the collection today. You heard one earlier, that Queen
Purdy. I love that. Quarantunes.
Jay was not in the studio when we did our rocket scientist talking about Major League Baseball potentially creating its own biosphere and having all 30 teams.
I heard about it. I put in WAKA Sports this morning from our Alabama News Network, and they were all over that.
Good. I hope they do it.
So they would be televised, of course.
Yes. Yeah. And that's where the revenue is going to come from because there's so much at stake here, and there are teams that are already, you know, laying people off and stuff like that. It's affecting everything. But just for the mental health of America, I hope it works. So we honored them with a Rocket Science Award that's brought to you by Applied Security.
Excuse me.
I got a mask in the bag here.
I'm good.
Anyway, Applied Security is a great local company and deep into their fourth decade of service to the River Region. Mark and Vicky have been protecting businesses and homes and can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. So if you want a company that's right here and has state-of-the-art systems that can protect your home, your business, and here's the best part, easy to operate, too.
Yeah.
Some are so complicated, they're almost, people walk out, I don't even bother to turn it on. Applied Security, 279-8338. TV time.
I don't want to correct you, but not necessarily working from home, but it says working out at home.
You can tell from the shape I'm in. As this whole thing has been ongoing, I look better every day.
Same.
Now, I haven't been...
the shape.
It's even funnier the second time
I know.
No pun intended.
I've been walking around the neighborhood quite a bit. At least 2 miles a day.
Yes, you have been doing some very healthy things. What I've done, I occasionally plant tomatoes and stuff. I've got a rather large garden area, but last year it didn't work out too well, and Rich flooded it the year before.
Two years in a row it failed, but I have a good feeling that your victory garden this year...
That's
what it's like. The victory garden, like in the World War II, right?
Yeah, it's like I love, you know, when World War II started, FDR said we got to find a way to hit Japan. So they figured out how to launch a bomber off an aircraft carrier deck. He said, I want baseball to be played because the country's going to need it for morale. Mm-hmm. And now we heard it on sports. Right. That they're going to try and create a baseball biosphere in Arizona just to get the season started and have something to watch on TV.
All the players quarantined.
But the thing I've done, we got a great place out east of the city, nice drive, mm-hmm. out in the open air called Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, right. And I bought a bunch of stuff. So this week I was repotting plants and working with topsoil and stuff. I'd never done that before. Yeah. And so far... everybody has survived. All the plants are doing great. So I'm going to go out and do some more.
No plants have been harmed
in the making of this production. Right,
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I noticed, and this is really kind of heartwarming, as I look at my backyard, I can see several backyards down, and I see little puffs of smoke coming up. People are grilling out. Kids are playing in the yard, and people are home. I see cars in front of every drive. It's a weird time we live in.
It is, but people are being inventive and creative without compromising, you know, the social distancing and stuff. One of the things I plan on doing, it's a tradition for the kids in my own neighborhood. I'm doing a very sanitary Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
I'm not dropping that. And it's amazing how the one special occasion on the calendar like Easter has been. Now you're talking about maybe severe weather and
stuff. Yeah, I was going to say, have our weather app handy while you're doing the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, that's...
it could be a severe weather day. What's going on in your neighborhood? Anything new in your neighborhood? I mean,
if I don't see anybody when I walk from my car to my door, I don't know what's going on.
That was Jay, folks.
I'm not home enough. Hmm. That's why when you guys were talking about, what have you done different?
Yeah.
What's changed in your schedule?
A lot of things. For instance, I don't go to the gym anymore. I mean, so a lot of things have changed.
That's true. There is no gym to go to, which is why you walk the neighborhood.
I used to go to the store several times a week for little things, one or two things. You don't go into a store now for one or two things.
That's true,
right.
Yeah.
You don't do that. There's a lot of things that have changed.
Yes. It
feels like nothing's changed for me.
Good for you, Jay.
Well, because I don't do anything.
The one thing I haven't done, and I promise to do, is to watch The Tiger King.
Oh, you haven't done that yet?
No.
Oh, well, but you haven't got to it
hell,
yet?
Ryan?
Now you're kidding me.
I don't feel so out of it now. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Get to it, man.
Oh, you've got to. You got to. They're wrapping us. But, man, check it out if you get a chance.
Thank you for making me feel relevant.
We'll see.
He's a funny guy. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I didn't really get to finish the Applied. We never know when they're going to throw it to us. Let me just one more time give you the number for Applied Security, 279-8338. And their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. We got your Fox News replay at 646. And the cheap and trashy ahead, and what it might be like to watch baseball in Arizona with no fans.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's threatening to withhold money from the World Health Organization over its response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
He tells Fox's Hannity,
every step that they made, everything that they said was wrong, and always in favor of China.
WHO declared the disease a public health emergency back on January 20th, 43 days before President Trump declared a national emergency in the U.S.
Fox's Jill Nato. It'll be at least Monday until results from Wisconsin's presidential primary and local elections are in, voting that happened in person despite coronavirus stay-at-home orders after court rulings against postponing the date or extending the absentee ballot deadline.
I think that lawmakers care more about their politics than about than people's safety.
I'm a Republican, and now I'm a little frustrated with everybody.
America's listening to Fox News.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy, as we mentioned earlier. Baseball considering a plan that would start the season, all teams playing in Arizona in front of empty stadiums.
Major League Baseball may play all their games in Arizona, and everybody is cheering on their new home team.
Arizona Red Sox, World Series, baby!
Hey, forget about it! Go Arizona Yankees!
Arizona Astros!
More like the Arizona Cheetahs!
Hey, Arizona Cubs win!
What about the Arizona Orioles? Maybe they'll be good this year, huh? I should pick another team.
No matter what team you root for, baseball fans everywhere agree.
Go Arizona!
Yeah.
We were talking about this. I had a guy from Boston call into my show on Saturday.
Cool.
Who was listening and we're just getting an idea. We had somebody call from Germany, too. Germany?
Germany?
What's wrong with the callers we got?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was telling us about his situation over there with everything. And the guy from Boston called, and I was like, hey, how's things going there? And then I talked about sport. You know, I was like, oh, baseball. He's like, I'm the way Boston played last year, I'm kind of fine with them not playing right now. But then I realized what a load off the back of the Astros to suddenly have the attention taken off of them.
Almost immediately, too. The first few games
I never thought about it.
And they were catching grief in the stands in Florida where they play spring training, and that all came to a grinding halt.
I mean, we're not going to forget it. When they go to play, we'll still remember, but
it's not going to be the way it was.
News Talk, who's this?
All right, here's what happens when you put Tracy Morgan on live TV during a quarantine on the Today Show.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, the same.
It's dead air.
Hang on.
She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus.
Right.
It's been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant three times. Every week she got pregnant. And we're role-playing a lot now. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
I was just watching the show. This tiger in the Bronx Zoo got me scared. So I'm going to get all my pets tested.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sharks tested. I'm getting my moray eel tested. I just bought a 600-pound silverback gorilla. I'm going to take him down to New York Presbyterian and get him tested.
Stevie Nicks sings about a singing dove in the song Edge of 17, but she never actually heard a dove sing until just a few days ago.
Because Edge of Quarantine. She's never heard that before?
I have.
Plenty of times. I never knew it was a dove.
Should have saved it for animal stories. Is that this?
That's a great song.
Just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well done.
I thought you were going to play another one called Edge of Quarantine.
I will send that idea off and see what I can get back. That's great. And believe me, I'll give you full credit.
Thank you.
When that gets produced.
I can come up with...
Shut up.
He'll share the check with you too, right?
It's a $50 reward every time they do an idea that you send them. Why are we getting little press clips? Taylor Swift gave $3,000 to a longtime fan who lost two jobs. Do it in silence, okay? There's no reason for the public to have to know this.
She may have done it in silence, but the other person said something about it. I don't know.
That's true.
That could be.
Who knows?
I withdraw my previous comment. Canadian Prime Minister and enormous pizwit Justin Trudeau.
That pizwit. Pizwit. What is a pizwit? Where's that word from?
My mother invented it.
Pizwit. Okay.
It's an all-purpose description. It's not necessarily anything horrible. It's when you're like a pizwit. We turned it into a political party down in the 80s, down in Miami. We had a lot of fun with it. I'll find one of the campaign buttons and show it to you. But anyway, he says wearing a mask prevents people from speaking moistly.
If people want to wear a mask, that is okay. It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them. What a terrible image.
Speaking moistly on them.
Later on this morning, I'm going to post a list. This includes great things like Michael Scott's Threat Level Midnight from The Office and the Dana Carvey Chopping Broccoli skit from SNL, Chris Farley's amazing motivational speaker, Matt Foley, and others, things that you may not have considered to kill time while you're sitting at home. Let's see. Anything else here that's worth your time? John Prine did pass.
He did.
Yeah, I heard about that last night.
But he also had...
How old was he, do you know?
73.
Okay.
He also had a number of pre-existing conditions, so he would be what you would consider in the vulnerable population.
If you don't know who he is, I mean, he has no big hit songs, but he was an incredible writer, incredible performer, and he's just a... well-known in the rock and roll circles.
His music was redone by people like Bonnie Raitt, Carly Simon, Johnny Cash, the Everly Brothers, Joan Baez, Bette Midler, Zac Brown Band, Miranda Lambert, and George Strait.
Why did I normally associate him with country music, then?
I don't know why. A lot of his songs were done by country artists.
Some of it went on to country, But he was his own genre.
Yeah. Would you look up Alan Garfield? Because he's a character actor, and he passed away.
Alan Garfield?
Age 80. And I'm whenever the character actors, the one place you can find them is on MeTV's website. They have an obituary section, and you'd be amazed how many people. I was watching, I think it was Bonanza or Gunsmoke. I just had it on. And within the first 5 minutes, there were three character actors that I'd also seen on Andy Griffith.
Wow.
It's amazing. And
that happens on...
I don't recognize him at all, actually. It
happens on Twilight Zone a lot, too. Another major radio group does super big furloughs.
Here's the story.
80% of the Cumulus group are taking furloughs. And unpaid leave and some pay cuts that last 90 days.
They should have their...
This is him, but I don't recognize him.
I've seen him. But that's the thing about character actors. You can't... Very rarely can you place them in something specific.
Right.
But the face is familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. At a time when radio... may be more important than
ever before.
Any point in our, on an ongoing basis for daily information for a piece of home, really, that you don't deserve to be in the business. That's all I got to say about that. Blue Water is here. 658, yes, the need for a car can still occur during a time like this, and yeah, it is essential. The place to go to get one, if you're in need of a vehicle and you want something reliable, and you want something pre-owned that's been well-maintained, Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and occasionally I can even give you a personal reference. They just added a 94. I've never seen a car. There was a 98 Lexus. That didn't last long, by the way, that Lexus RX 300. But this car, I happen to know the people that traded it in, and even though it's a 94, this car was pampered and babied. And it's only got 135,000 miles on it. Car that's been around 26 years. It's red, automatic transmission. And for a starter car or something to knock around in, that's an excellent value, $4,800. Actually, there's three choices under $5,000 at Jack Ingram. And you can shop in any price range or category knowing these three things about every vehicle. good vehicle history, no major wrecks or accidents. 2, an interior that was well maintained. And 3, an engine that the mechanics have been through and said, we're not reselling somebody else's troubles here. That's their commitment to you. Tip Tames, they have observed all the protocols